afternoon, good night, good day, wherever you are. This is Unleashed Unapologetically with your coach, Nadege. I am your personal development, confidence, and executive leadership coach. And I come in to help you rebuild your confidence so you can relocate, reset, and refocus your mindset in order to lead your life successfully. And this evening with us, we have Kristen Larson, who's back with us. Yes, as I recall, last year we had Kristen when he was in the journey of releasing the first book that he co-authored. So we're going to talk about that this evening. And we're also going to talk about other endeavors that he has. But for now, let me quickly introduce you to who he is and what he does and how he is impacting other people's lives, actually men and women. So there's no restraints on who he helps. He helps everyone as long as you are willing to take actions and you are willing to find clarity in your life. So Kristen is a transformational health coach who specializes in long-lasting healthy habit change. And he helped transform your body and your mind in order for you to function effectively and live extraordinary. I love that, Kristen. And we're going to go even deeper because what he does, as I said, he helps men and women achieve confidence in their body and their mind. And we know that when we are working on our best being, when we want to be the best version of ourselves, the first thing we need to do is to work out our mind. People never thought of it, right? But yes, we do work out the mind the same way we work out. We exercise the body. We also have to exercise the mind. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And that's when he comes in and when he helps you get clarity in your life and find freedom in your thoughts in order for you to build strength and take actions in everything you decide to do. So the last time we were there, we talked about the book, Decision to Heal, Pathways from Suffering to Love. And that book came out, I believe it was the beginning February. Of this year, right? February, yes. So we are going to talk about that. So welcome, Kristen. Welcome to the platform again. How are you?
I'm doing well, Nadege. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here and have this wonderful discussion with you.
Yes, yes. I'm loving the fact that you came back to talk about the book. But so tell us the journey of this book when you had to co-author, writing, all the intentions behind the book. What got all of you to decide that that was the book that needed to be released so people can actually start working on their own journey and actually find clarity behind the stories?
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, so basically, I was approached by one of the authors that had the idea of putting this book together and actually formulating the stories from people such as myself that have had struggles in their life, but more importantly, the actions that they took and the choices that they made to arrive at healing and working through those challenges and difficult times in their life. And I knew a few of the people previously before we started the book, but some of the other co-authors I didn't know before. So going through the process, it was definitely such an enjoyable process because we got to get to know each other. And one thing that we realized is how much our stories are connected. And no matter what someone is going through in their life, there's something relatable. And this is what we learned going through the process was all our stories are relatable in some way. And that's what connects us because, you know, when you're in those moments of suffering, you think that you're alone. And that is the story or the intention behind the book is to let people know that they're not alone in their suffering. And it's really to bring people together and form that, I guess, that unity and partnership in the healing process.
Thank you for explaining in deeper thoughts actually for others who are behind the screen and not able to really or yet have access to the book. So they get to know that, you know, it's something that, you know, all of you, for you to be able to connect in such a way to release your own personal stories. At the end, there's a connection, there's the common relation of we all have been through the dark part of our journeys, so the hardest part of our journeys, and then recovering from it so we could be in our best path, right? And that's why the pathways to the healing comes up, because I really, you know, as I'm reading into the title, it makes and I'm hearing what you just explained, it makes perfect sense, you know, for to know that when we are on a journey of being our best versions, right, we are on a path. It's a pathway to finding who we are, solving certain problems that were created. So oftentimes those problems are created by our own selves. However, there are problems that come our ways, and it's not that easy to identify or to solve them if we don't really know, you know, the source from where they come from. So it's really interesting to know that, you know, all of you, the authors together, when you met, you found out that all of you have something that connects, you know, there's that story behind it that has great connection, and knowing that none of you are alone on the journey.
Yeah. And the other thing I will say as well is that in the healing journey, it can be a scary place to be, because there's a lot of letting go and surrendering and forming new beliefs. And as a transformational coach, that's also what I really go deep with people, is to form those new beliefs from what they've already created in their life, from the stories and the experiences that they've had in their life. And it can be very difficult to make that shift, to incorporate those new beliefs, because it does require surrendering to some of the struggles and the resistance that we have for the challenge that we're facing.
Wow. And I think the way I phrased it, the workout that we have to do with our mind, you know, it's very important, as the way you said it, because if we have to do that transformation in who we are in ourselves, definitely it is a workout, because there's a lot of things, as you said, we have to let go of, a lot of things that we used to do or we learned in the past that we may have to relearn, right? Because they did not work for us. So guide us more into, or take us more in, or to a expanded, you know, place where, you know, people who are going through such ordeal in their lives, they don't know how to come out of it, they don't know how to let go of it, what this book that came out, what it can do for them to help them really set back and let go of those things that they were holding on to.
Yeah, so if someone were reading this book, what they'll notice, the commonality in the stories, is that the first thing is accountability. So taking accountability and realizing that we're all capable, no matter what state we're in order to make that next step. And that's the other thing too, is taking that first step. And when you're able to start to shift from the place that you're in and start to see other choices and other possibilities, then you're able to begin to take that accountability that's required in order to take that next step. And in order to do that, as we discussed, it requires letting go of some things. And the number one thing is to give yourself self-compassion, to really hold kindness for yourself in the space that you're in, the moment that you're in, and just know that, you know, it's okay, and you're not the only one that has been through this or is going through this. And once you're able to do that, you're able to kind of detach from being in that that isolation mindset, and that's where the real power comes in. So in the stories, people like myself, the other co-authors and myself, we reveal the struggles that we went through, and I'm not I'm pretty vulnerable, and in the stories, everyone else is very raw in what they share, because, you know, that's where the power is as well, with people seeing someone speaking their truth, speaking their voice, and not being ashamed of what they're going through or what they've gone through. And I've struggled immensely with mental health, with depression, with anxiety, and all the insecurities that come with this, not feeling enough, not feeling worthy in life. And it's really detrimental for the things that you want in life, because you don't feel like you can have them or achieve them. And it's once you're able to start shifting how you're showing up for yourself, giving yourself that kindness, giving yourself that love, then you're coming from a completely different place. And that's where all those moments of myself and the other co-authors, we arrive at that defining moment where we decide to make that choice, to start making those shifts that are going to support what we want to be experiencing.
I love that. I love that you touch on the accountability as a starter for many, because a lot of times, you know, people hold on into how to be accountable for their own selves, you know, and we talk about accountability a lot, right? In our workplace, in our personal lives, we talk about accountability, but there are times people still try to really define the word accountability, what's behind being accountable, you know, when you hold on to the things you say you're gonna do, or when you hold on to the things you are helping others with. And accountability pretty much is how we are showing up, right? And how we are allowing ourselves to be. And you just talked about, you know, that part of you that had to be expressed, that had to release its vulnerability, because, you know, being vulnerable, it's another way of, you know, us be accepting who we are and embracing who we are. And that's what I'm hearing behind your stories, is the fact that with all the flaws, with the mental, you know, health, the depressive state that you are in, or not allowing yourself to love yourself, you brought the word self-compassion. So I think, you know, many people really need to understand how important it is, you know, for them to build or connect with their own selves, you know, to get that self-compassion, to have that accountability. So what would you say to people who are still saying to themselves, how can I give myself that compassion that people are saying that I need in order for me to be at a better place? What would you say to them?
I would say, take a moment and be with yourself and forgive yourself, number one. Mm-hmm. And I guess oftentimes when I'm supporting someone, it's all about asking them, what do you think you would want to hear from yourself right now? Mm-hmm. And oftentimes that moment of silence reveals so much to them in that moment, because that's what they've been wanting to hear, that's what they've been waiting to hear. And then that kind of initiates that process for the self-compassion. Mm-hmm. And as you said, that acceptance, the acceptance is such an important part in that journey, because I know for myself, that's a lesson that I needed to learn on my long journey, was the acceptance part of it, just accepting who I am, and just knowing that it's perfectly fine who I am.
Wow, it's perfectly fine who you are. I love that. So people who, you know, listening, ladies and gents, it is perfectly fine who you are. Accept who you are, because what's going to happen is that in the transformation, there are many things that you are going to realize about yourself that you did not know existed. Or maybe you knew that there was something about you that was different, something about, you know, how you approach life, how you embrace life, that was different. And once you open up to, you know, that part of you, and you search and you do the soul search, then you're going to start seeing the clarity. You're going to start seeing that you are more than you thought of yourself. So self-compassion is very important, as what Kristen is telling us, is because you are now learning to love yourself. You are now learning to be vulnerable. You are opening that door for yourself to say, I am worthy. So do you, when you are working in transforming and, you know, bringing into leaving behind the worry and the judgment, the self-judgment, do you guide people to create affirmation for themselves so they can understand how important it is to when they are doing the let go practice?
Yeah. Affirmations, it's definitely an important tool, because if we look at beliefs, which is mostly from what I've found it to be the driver behind, when someone's having those doubts or worries mm-hmm. about being enough or you know, feeling worthy as a person, it's those beliefs that have been formed throughout their life. And most oftentimes they're formed early on in life. And in order to make that shift from those beliefs, you need the supporting habits for those to reinforce the new beliefs that someone's trying to implement. And as you mentioned, the affirmations are so important because we have the choice to believe whatever we want to believe. Mm-hmm. So repetition helps to reinforce those beliefs, because if we're thinking, this is an example, if we're thinking negatively about ourselves or thinking about ourselves in a way that doesn't support what we want to really be living into, then we're either going to keep supporting that belief of ourselves, or mm-hmm. we can shift and, like you said, have affirmations that are going to be supporting what we want to be believing about ourselves. So in saying that, it is very important to have that repetition of what we want to be thinking and feeling about ourselves.
Right. So we have to practice it over pretty
Correct,
much,
yes.
you know?
Practices
so the affirmation, and I love that you said that, because, you know, a lot of people, not so long ago, I was talking to a group of people and they were asking, you know, about affirmation, because people are still resistant when it comes to saying affirmation to themselves. They resist that because, you know, they think, oh, how weird is that for me to be saying words myself? But like you said, you know, the beginning of it is, first of all, to believe it, right? So I guess the practice is that's how you do the exercise with the mindset. It's because, you know, you're telling yourself those words, but you're also teaching yourself to believe those words that you are saying. Because you could, we say words to ourselves all the time, right? And as we saying words to ourselves, sometimes we believe what we are saying to ourselves and sometimes we don't. So in the practice of, you know, affirmation, self-affirmation, we are, you know, like you said, repeating ourselves. So that's the exercise that we're doing until we are able to really let go of things that are that are negative, pretty much, and open up to things that are positive. So, but we still find people, Kristen, that are saying to themselves, it's so hard for me to say words, you know, to myself, to say I am a worthy person. And there are so many things that I have done in my past, or, you know, heart that I broke in the past, or, you know, people that I did not love in the past. They go back to those stories and they hold on to those stories. So it sounds like it's really hard for some people. How do you get them to turn those stories around?
Yeah, so it's definitely, awareness is a big important part of that, and with awareness comes mindfulness as well. So what I hear you saying is almost like recurring patterns it keeps happening in someone's life. And as I said, going back to getting in front of those patterns. So what's causing someone to make those choices or decisions that keep them in that same pattern? Mm-hmm. And as I said, that pattern, looking back when that pattern might have started, it might have started when they were younger, and it might have been an event that influenced that belief. So that belief is really reinforcing that choice or decision that they're making at the beginning of that pattern, which, unless they start changing that, it's just going to keep occurring mm-hmm. throughout their life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So the pattern can be something infantile, something from their childhood, a trauma, an event that happened.
Yeah, wow. It could be simply something that a parental figure said to them, or something. In most cases, it's all about perception. How did we perceive something as being part of the story that we're living in? Because we have the choice to shift what story we see, mm-hmm. or what story that we're we're living into or believing. So it's really just looking from a curiosity standpoint as well. I think that's an important thing to mention. Once you're able to be curious, then you can start asking those questions of curiosity, and you can break down that foundation of the belief that someone might be holding on to that's keeping them in that same story or pattern that's continually occurring.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that and really telling others, you know, those who are listening, ladies and gents who are listening, they at least they can start saying to themselves, oh, there's a possibility. Yes, it's possible that I can change it. So people are working on finding clarity in their lives. They're finding, you know, the freedom in their thoughts, the way they think, you know, the ability to work on themselves. And you help people, you know, and you really specialize into building great habit. So those habits that are that people are building when they work with you, are they habits that are going to help them in their future, in the long run, you know, so they can always show up, you know, and be effective in everything that they do and being able to produce well as well?
Absolutely. And it all starts with, and this is part of my learning journey, is presence. If we're in a place of doubt or worry or out of that place of just living in authenticity, it's because we're not present. And then asking the question, why are we not present? And usually it's some sort of stress, and looking deeper into that, what's the trigger of that stress, and what's causing that stress. And then as you keep going deeper, then you're able to kind of see what the root cause is, and then you can not only implement some of the tools and techniques that support the shift in the mindset, but you can really look at going back to the beliefs again. What are we believing in that moment? And why are we making those choices? Because are those choices that we're making, are they serving us or are they not serving us? Because obviously our end goal, what we want, is obviously probably happiness, I would think.
Right.
And the choices that we're making, the intention behind them is always to get to that end goal of happiness, but the choices might not be supporting that.
So, you know, some people, it could be really hard for them to make decisions if they never really believed in themselves, you know, in terms of knowing that when they make a decision, it actually is a positive decision that's going to help them in the long run. And, you know, and I think that's where the doubt comes in for many people, because, you know, they always been told that, oh, you never make the right decision. You know, every time you do something, it goes, you know, in spiral, or, you know, it goes left, or it doesn't go right. And hearing that could bring people to really feel depressed, not want to be part in society, or, you know, even show up for anything. So how can you really educate, how do you educate people, and what can you tell them this, you know, tonight, this morning, this afternoon, wherever our audience is listening us from, what can you tell them just so you could redirect their path right now, just so they could say to themselves, you know, I no longer have to hear those voices that are saying to me that I'm not a good decision maker?
Yeah, so a lot of it is obviously trust in yourself. And where does trust come from? It comes from the, like you said, the decisions, the small choices that we're making, the small actions that we're taking. And we continually, going back to it as well, what you said, being your word to yourself. And when you're able to follow through on some of those things, you're gaining that trust with yourself. Mm-hmm. And you're being your word to yourself. And that's how you start that trust. And for me, it's all about inner leadership. So it's fueled by the internal guidance and trusting my inner knowing. And it doesn't matter to me what someone says, because I'm trusting in myself. And that's what it's all about. It's all about building that trust. And you can do that in small little steps or just little things that someone's doing in life. And I would say, like, that's definitely where the starting point is. And acknowledging that, I think that's where that also gets lost as well. People aren't acknowledging the things that they're doing. They're solely focused on either what's not going right or what they're not doing, or what didn't happen that they wanted to happen, but they're not focusing on the steps that they took leading up to that. And then they can always make that other choice in the future. It's just something that might be preventing them from making the choice that's going to get them to the result that they want.
Wow, that's powerful. I'm hoping all of you who are in the listening stage, you are able to take notes of what Kristen is telling us this evening, because yeah, we need to be able to trust on ourselves. And I like that you said that, Kristen, and you brought that in. It's because, you know, oftentimes, you know, people are going through their journeys, they are going through the experiences of everyday life and not really trusting themselves. And self-trust is, I think it's a huge thing, because I mean, I know from many, many years ago, I couldn't trust myself, which was the cause of me not trusting others. Even as much as I love them, you know, there were so many things that I felt like, you know, I couldn't tell people. I couldn't, you know, let myself be myself because of judgment, you know, what would they say? And, you know, when you do not trust yourself as much, you also think that people are going to judge you and people are not going to see you for who you are. So therefore you carry on that and you bring on guilt. So I'm really happy that you're reminding us that, you know, the first thing you need to do is working on your trust, that building the trust within yourself, you know, and that inner leadership that you have in yourself to direct you into when you're making the decision, to know that, hey, it is the decision that you needed to make for yourself so you could be on the right path, you could go to the right direction as well. Along of this book, you also have, you have another book that's coming in very soon that you are working on. It's called The Joy of Being, The Daily Moments of Becoming Present. So tell us a bit about that, because we don't want to really let people know. We just want to put that suspense for them to know that, hey, there's another book that's on its way. So tell us, what should they expect from this book that you are working on?
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so excited about this book because it incorporates my learning that I've gone through in my journey, and also a lot of the topics that we're discussing right now. So inner leadership, trust, belief, compassion, mindset, gratitude, presence. Well, presence is the main factor in this book. But that's what someone can expect to get out of it. It's a lot of introspection. It's a journaling workbook. So there's, as you talk about, affirmations, gratitude, daily check-ins to be present with ourselves throughout our day, and to also look at what's showing up in our day. So going back to the patterns, this is an opportunity to be aware, create awareness for some of those choices and the patterns that we're making, and be able to see them kind of in real time and reflect on them and look at, is this how I want to be showing up? Is this how I want to be showing up today? Who do I want to be, and what do I need to do to step into that? So it's really all about stepping into our higher self, which is something that I know myself, I struggle with quite a bit. And when we talk about people that are in that place of struggle, of worry and doubt, that's the place that they want to get to. And that's exactly what this book assists someone to be able to do.
Wow. I cannot wait for it to be released. Is it a book that's coming out this year itself, or is it another wait?
Yes, correct. It's going to be coming out in October this year. There isn't an exact publishing date yet, but it is October, and I do share updates along the journey and the progress of the book, and kind of reveal a little bit more as it's going along, so people can follow that if they're interested.
That's such an excitement. So it's a workbook, ladies and gents. So you get to do your affirmation, you get to read through it, you get to understand the importance of the change that you're making in your life, why you are making it in your life. Because in anything that we do, there's always a big why that we ask ourselves, you know, why are we doing the things that we are doing? Why do we need to make changes in our lives? And that's when, you know, I would advise that when this book comes out, you know, get it. But right now, the first book that is out, you also want to get to know Kristen through the book, Decision to Heal: Pathways from Suffering to Love, just so you can start, you know, diving into how his ways of teaching, his ways of coaching. And then when the other book comes out, you could quickly grab it and work on it. Because I think workbooks are always important, because as you are reading through the stories, you are connecting and relating to your own stories, and then you are taking notes, you know. And, you know, and so I think workbooks are always wonderful to have in our library, and our, you know, whenever we come in, we always grab it, read it, take notes, and then go back and practice, because that's what it is. It's a practice when we get to exercise on those workbooks. So if you want to try something different in your life, you are seeking a long-lasting result, you know, and anything that you are doing and the changes that you want to make in your life, then I definitely am saying to you that you need to connect with Kristen, because he is going to guide you and direct you in the direction that you need to be in, so you could be ready to say yes for those changes that you want to make in yourself, in your life, and the priority, you know, putting yourself as priority, putting those doubts, you know, outside of your realm, outside of your environment, just so you could step in and level up and achieve those goals that you had for yourself in a healthy way, a well-being way, and also, you know, in all the aspects of your emotional and physical as well. So, Kristen, I would like to know if there are two tips you could leave our audience with, and after that, where can they find you if they want to work with you?
Sure. Yeah. Two tips. I would say the first one is it's always the simplicity that we're neglecting when we're in those places of struggle. And it's so important right now to really go back to the basics. And the first one is just to pause, just take a moment and check in with yourself and check in with your breathing, because the breathing is what regulates our nervous system and regulates our stress levels. So that would be the most important thing, to just take a moment right now and just check in with yourself, and even ask yourself how you're doing right now. And the second one is giving yourself kindness. So asking yourself, what do I need to hear right now? What do I want to hear right now from myself? And just acknowledging that you're not alone in what you're experiencing. And of course, looking at gratitude, what are you grateful for today?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So breathe is the first thing, and then kindness, you know, show yourself kindness. Wow. Some people, they struggle with that, Kristen. So they definitely need to know, where can they find you if they want to exercise kindness to themselves? Where can they find you?
Yeah. So I'm kind of all over social media, on Facebook and Instagram. I have different tags. It's Kristen Larson, or Kristen Sven Larson. And if someone wanted to email me, they could email me at info@klhealthcoaching.com. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Well, it's been a pleasure having you here. And ladies and gents, Decision to Heal: Pathways from Suffering to Love is already out. It's in, I believe, in Amazon, right, Kristen? Is that where they can find the book?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So I would suggest and advise all of you to grab your book and start into the reading. You'll be surprised of the stories that those authors have, and Kristen's stories behind it all, and how it can impact you in a positive way, so you could make decisions that are going to help you, you know, change your life and actually seek for a long-lasting result and everything that you are seeking to change in your life. Also, be prepared, because October, when The Joy of Being comes out, you need to grab it, so you could also work on those life affirmation and practices that you have for yourself. So Kristen, I really enjoyed having you back on here in this platform, and I'm hoping that you will come back again so we can talk more about your next book. It was a pleasure having you. Any additional things that you would like to leave the audience with?
I just want to say thank you for watching, if you're watching, and just have faith and hope and keep taking those small steps forward.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me here, Nadesh.
Thank you. Well, on that, ladies and gents, it was Unleashed Unapologetically. I'm hoping that you are all taking notes and you are going to make those practices in your life, because what we need, it definitely is to make practices in our lives so we can be better and we can transform our lives for the better as well. Good night, good afternoon, good day, wherever you are. That was Unleashed Unapologetically.